The following course is by Oren and Dabin. Channel by Sinea Roman and Dwayne Packer. At www.orindabin.com. orindabin.com. Greetings from Oren. As you start this journey, have in your hand a crystal, a gemstone, something that you want to become aware of, attuned to, and sense in a more direct way. You will want to be in a comfortable position, either sitting or lying. Begin by relaxing your body. Take a few moments now to relax your body, starting with your feet, moving up your feet into your ankles and calves, putting your legs in a very comfortable position, and feeling the muscles letting go. Relaxing into your knees and upper legs, your thighs and your stomach. For light relaxation is a good state from which to view your crystal, for it allows you, as you calm down, to access a deeper part of your mind. And notice your breathing becoming relaxed. Taking a good breath in, letting it out, perhaps even yawning. Taking in more air. Feeling yourself now, really relaxing, letting go. Going into that deeper part of your being, the inner part, for it is with your inner senses that you will explore your crystal. And your eyes are closed. And you are relaxing your back, your shoulders. Let your shoulders drop just a little bit down from your neck. Your chest is relaxing. Your arms are relaxing all the way down to your fingers. Feeling the crystal in your hand and letting your neck relax. Your jaw relax in your face. And the muscles around your eyes are relaxing. And bring in a sense of joy, a smile in your heart and on your lips. For you are contacting a life form. There is a crystalline structure of great order, harmony, and beauty within your crystal. One that has its own unique pattern of reflecting light. Every crystal has a consciousness. It is not organized in the way that you are. It reflects light. It has an ability to sense. and it has ability to assist you in organizing energy in a more harmonious way. To connect with your crystal in a more profound way is to enter into a light trance state. You do this by relaxing as you just have, and then beginning to lift your thoughts upward to your higher self. You might imagine that you are calling to you now your higher self, whatever aspect of awareness that your higher self has that will assist you in deepening your awareness of crystals and crystalline structure. Letting that part of your higher self, that part of you, wake up as if you are growing wiser, more clairvoyant, more able to sense energy. For there is a part of you that already knows how to sense energy at this level. And call light to yourself right now. Imagine that light is pouring into a pole of light around your spine, filling up this core, this pole of light. And beginning to radiate light from it, out through your body, further and further out, forming a cocoon of light all around you and your crystal. And in this core of light, in this cocoon of light, your higher self is connecting with you more fully. Your imagination, your ability to sense energy is growing, and your trust in what you sense is increasing. And your mind is very still, for to sense the energy of your crystal is to enter into a state of stillness. For it is in the silence that you can receive impressions and open your heart. For it is easier to receive messages when there is a sense of love and reverence for the life form that you are connecting with. Send love to your crystal. You might even surround it with a beautiful rose color, a violet, a green, or a golden light, whichever feels right. For crystals respond to images of color. They respond to vibrations of light. And trust your imagination, knowing that whatever you sense is perfect. And trust that the images that come to your mind are perfect. And you are now entering even more into a state of deep inner silence, a state of observation. Just observe your crystal now. Notice how you sense it. Does it have patterns or vibrations? Do you sense color around it or light? Does it have an aura? Imagine this right now. As you observe this crystal, is there an inner note? You might imagine a sound, a hum, a vibration that can take on an aspect of sound. Listen with your inner ears, even if it feels as if you are making it up. And as you hold your crystal, notice if there are patterns of light coming from it. Many small lights, several larger lights. Any patterns of light that come from its surface and surround it. And what feelings do you have as you hold it? Does it have any impact on your emotions? Do you feel grounded? Do you feel higher? Notice its impact upon you. You may not even be able to put it into words. Just notice what areas of your body the energy goes to, what feelings are triggered. Play with this now. And imagine that your spirit is now going to connect with the spirit of your crystal. For your crystal does indeed have an energy spirit. Some may see it as a being, others as a focal point of energy and light. Each crystal has a purpose. Each crystal can affect certain energies on the physical plane. Some are healing crystals. Some are lifting crystals. Some are grounding crystals. There are many thousands of functions that crystals can fulfill. As you hold your crystal, get very silent and let yourself meet the spirit of your crystal. I, Orin, will hold a focus with you now so that you might experience in some way a sense of the spirit of your crystal. Do so now. And as you meet this spirit, ask it what its purpose is, where it wants to be kept, and how you might use it in your life. Some crystals will let you merge with their spirit, share consciousness, and experience what it is like to be a crystal. Ask your crystal if it would share consciousness with you for a moment and give you a glimpse of what consciousness is like as a crystal. If you have permission, let there be a blending. And thank this crystal for coming into your life, knowing that it is no coincidence that it is there. And send light to the mineral kingdom. Feel your crystal's connection with all the crystals, holding a different sense of time, a greater sense of order and beauty, a perfected pattern of light in its beingness. And as you hold it, open now to having other crystals come into your life or gemstones whose spirit is drawn to your spirit, whose energy will enhance your energy. Just imagine now that you are inviting into your life any of those beings, any of those organizations of energy and light that you call crystals, that would like to be in your life. Know that they will come to you in their perfect time, and you are now alert. You now follow your intuition, and you recognize your crystals when they come. Finish this journey by thanking the spirit of this crystal and asking when it might be appropriate to contact it again. Letting it show you how close to you it would like to be stored. Where in your house or in your room to place it. And showing you if there are appropriate times that you might use it and what for. For your attunement with your crystal is growing. And when you are ready, come back into the room slowly. Feeling the enhancement of your energy from this contact, the expansion of your consciousness, as you come back easily, feeling that attunement now and that love that is possible between you and another life form. As you now come back and have a wonderful day.